the like hate bash on the city. It's not even the city hate. It's just like, man, what is it really good to do out here on a New Year's? You know,
trust,
what I mean?
Trust, chill trust. With your boys.
You don't want to go to the same place that you're gonna go on a regular night, anyways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
The most memorable one, I'll just bring it up because it's on topic of Travis Scott. He's coming on the 25th. That was a big announcement.
Oh yeah, that happened.
I pulled up to, that was the last time I had a crazy New Year's party thing. It was him playing at the Waldorf 2013.
Yeah, yeah.
I
think a lot of people remember. Refer back to that. That's
came here on
crazy.
New Year's Eve?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was days before rodeo back
wow.
in that.
And he came here for yeah. New Year's.
Wow.
Exactly.
They must have given him the back.
Straight up.
At the Waldorf, too. It was pretty neat. It was all that tiki vibe, and you go down to the basement. Yeah, it was really like a one, I've never been to, one-off thing. I've never been to anything quite like that since.
Hey, man. Shout out Travis.
But yeah, yo, that guy come a long way since, man. Look at me, I'm out here, and this guy's like married to Kylie now, got a baby, and so, you know, it's craziness. So yeah,
the back,
January 25th,
album.
Man, everyone's talking about that. I saw even my Instagram ads were like, Ticket Hub, Travis Scott, 25th, like all these kind of ticket
it's gonna
promotions.
It's going to be crazy. I got family from Calgary coming to Vancouver to watch Travis Scott.
He's
here.
Not going over there, no.
Nobody goes to Calgary.
No.
Yeah, what's in Calgary? Absolutely.
The flames.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's true. Yeah, it's a big thing. And you know the city. You know how it is. When you got Drake come through, it's like the whole place is shaking up. You got Migos come through, the whole place shaking up. Travis Scott coming through.
Oh,
what
man.
What else? You have Beyonce and Jay-Z. It's like, it's funny how this city is, you know.
Everyone comes here. I've been saying it. Every artist that you listen to is probably coming to Vancouver.
But they bring that crescendo. You know what I'm saying, though? Really, though. Because
look at the
shows in LA and stuff. You know, they got football games, basketball games, three other concerts going on and stuff. But no, in Vancouver, it's like, yo, this is the Travis Scott takeover, you know? This is the Jay-Z takeover. This is the Drake takeover. So that's going to be biggest show of the year. Starting off right now for sure.
Hey, it's going to be a good time. Anyone that's going, you should have a blast. I know it's a couple weeks away, but it's going to be great, man. 2019 is going to be great. I can feel it. It's going to be an awesome year. For C1 Radio, for everyone listening.
Oh, man, yeah. It's going to
be awesome.
Yo, has...
We got a lot of stuff coming.
The Future and Travis, they've never done... Have they done a track
together? They've been on 3500...
That's what it was, good one with 2 Chainz,
Yeah. Future, 2 Chainz, Travis Scott, and someone else.
Quavo?
Was on there.
No,
2 Chainz.
No.
Murda, wasn't it a Murda?
No. Who was on that? I gotta check. We're gonna have to check. Yeah.
Hold on, we got that new Future in the meantime for y'all. Hold on. Crushed up. You pushing that on that YouTube and everything, man. We've seen that all over the place. Future, we see you. This is Crushed Up. C1 Radio.
Diamonds in the face, crushed up, I can see it. Have a ticket for my rich spill, so be it. I put 5 pointers in the face, you can see it. I just put my whole damn arm in the 10 Chainz on Lucky Charm, on the shit. 10 different exotic cars, how we slid. Meet me and Chanel in the back, we going big. I'm making NBA, man, Jason Kidd. I just charge a whole damn M for a gig. And I got a nitro for a pig. I'ma make it spark when you see it. You can call them narcs, I ain't queen. Diamonds in the face, crushed up, you can see it. Diamonds in the face, crushed up, I can see it. West down my Swiss, watch them throw it off. I just joined the big league, Lonzo. Tell me what that league read, one call. Pink diamonds popping out, cotton ball. Bodies get the driving, nigga, bonjour. I got something to say to the pigs. Yeah, I just got an M for a gig. Yeah, I just blow the M on my kids. Yeah, foreigns in the driveway, you can see it. Yeah, meet me in Hublot, we going big. Yeah, a plain Jane, get it remixed. Yeah, diamonds in
in the face, crushed up, you can see it. Diamonds in the face, crushed up, I can see it. Diamonds in the face, crushed up, I can see it. Diamonds in the face, crushed up, I can see it. Diamonds in the face, diamonds in the face. Crushed up, diamonds in the face. I can see it.
Thirst,
diamonds,
thirst,
diamonds in the face, crushed up.
It's gravity, that crescendo.
Whoa, that was a banger. C1 Radio, crushed up. Future, that new future.
Future man.
Johnny Black by my side. Here's Cal Capone.
Kyle Bowen.
Yeah, Kyle Bowen. Yo, introduce him, man. Let's go. Let's get this show on the road, man.
7:38. Let's start it off. Hey, I'm happy you played some Future. Future came out on an interview, and he talked about why he had such a quiet 2018, if you want to call it quiet. He did announce that this year he's releasing the last album he has under his current deal with Epic Records. Mm-hmm. He's going to call it The Wizard. Mm-hmm. And he came out with a cool quote. He's like, in 2018, I just didn't want to do anything. They just wanted me to do things, but I would just ... I did a lot. 5 years I was on the road. I didn't ever get a chance to go home. I've been on 4 or 5 tours all across the world, from European countries to an Australian tour. He just wants to go home and chill out, man. So he's saying that this Wizard album, the last one from his current deal with Epic Records, he thinks it's his best work. I mean,
I think he's gonna re-sign with Epic.
Yeah, he's gonna. Yeah, yeah, this is the last one on his current deal, and said that the next contract already.
Deal. He's
gonna
get a better deal where he owns his masters, because that's what's happening now. Like, people are signing deals where they own their masters.
Yeah, 21 tweeted that out too. You guys think Future had a quiet 2018? I mean,
no, didn't he drop 2 albums last year?
He was on the Juice WRLD mixtape. He was supposed to go on tour with Nicki.
Didn't he drop 2 albums? Didn't he drop Future and Hendrix? Or was
no,
that
no,
that's
2017.
Time's going too fast.
Time's going fast. Yeah, time's going fast.
That was 2017.
Remember that?
Mask off.
Oh yeah.
Mask off.
Huge song.
Mask off.
Future, I feel like the guy still has a lot of years ahead of him in this game as a top dog too. Straight up. Future. That song right there. That one, in my opinion, that's a slapper. That
which
one
works. Which one?
What's it called? No, not Mask Off. The one that you just played right now.
Oh.
Crushed Up.
That's crazy. Coming from his new project, The Wizard. That drops, when does that drop? Next Friday. I'm liking the whole, like, you know what Future's done? He's put himself in a position where we need Future. Or when Future says he's dropping, we stop. It doesn't matter what other artists we've been bumping. Future's dropping next week. And we all know, and we're all waiting for it. And he only lets us know like a week before. Like, he'll drop a song or a video and then be like, yeah, this project's coming out next week. And you just drop it. Because you know what he done? He dropped bare music. He dropped so much music that now when he says, yo, I'm dropping, we're like, all right, yo, we got to stop what we're doing and listen to this Future album.
That's true, man. 2017, it was a long time ago, but it was a huge year for Future. Like, every single couple weeks, you're getting a new Future feature. You're getting those 2 albums. It was everywhere. And now he's saying in 2018 he had a quiet year for rightful reasons. He just wanted to take a little break, I guess. And now 2019's coming in. I guess he's coming to take his throne. I don't know. He's going to do his thing, man. Future's going to do his thing. We can't wait for new Future. Speaking. Whoa, what's going on here?
Yeah, hold on. We're trying something new here.
Hey, Cal Capone 29. Oh, whoa. Cal Capone,
I got the
2019.
Hold on, though. I got a lot going on already.
I didn't say it. You said it.
Wait, what's going on? I'm missing something, bro.
We got to throw
producing.
It back.
Not even just the beats. You know what I mean? We producing series,
we
shows,
curating
we vibes. Curating. It ain't,
we curating vibes.
It ain't just beats, you know
2019,
what I mean?
2019, man. Everyone.
Capone.
Come on, I got to secure the bag, man. Producers out here are like getting 3%. That's not the way of life for me. I'm producing everything else that make money.
Trust me, bro. Trust
not,
me.
Not a beat makers out here already. Johnny was showing me some crazy new Illy. Some new producers out here tossing beats.
And they're young too.
You
keep
think they're teaching producing classes in high school yet, or
no,
what?
No, they're not, man. They should be.
Hey, man. They're doing it. Cal, what do we got next, man?
I don't know. I got so much on my plate right now. I don't know. Let's just give a shout out to Pressa. Let's just do that. Let's just say shout out Pressa, man. Shout out Pressa showing up the breakout.
Hey, we'll talk about the performance after the break because, yo, what a performance, man. Pressa, shout out to Pressa.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
man.
We haven't spoken about anything breakout.
Oh, yo, shout out to Pressa, yo. Pressa's my new favorite artist, yo.
All right, okay. We about to run this Pressa featuring Lil Uzi. The video go drop today. If you haven't watched that, go watch that.
Woo.
My guy Pressa, shout out you. 420.
That crescendo.
Hey, 420 up in London. I'm a problem, caught up, buzzman. Me and Murder, we up to something. I was on the hound and almost caught me in Fort Nelson. Mr. Hustle hard, now they claiming they my cousin. I fuck your bitch, now she thinking I'm her husband. I'm in some bombers, these jeans cost a dozen. I'm iced up, this rollie cost me nothing. Remember days when I was on the run. Couldn't leave my house without a gun. Told mama wouldn't make them take your son. I moved out the hood, now nigga shoot for fun. Pumping, plotting on a mansion, views by the sunset, cooking up my dinner, never ate my lunch yet. Pressa got you mad, huh? 30 clip, mad long, chip it to the pack gun. Business was my thing, gotta keep it structured. Shots out the Taurus, his lungs were punctured. Diamonds were my first name, truly part of culture. Ran out of minutes, think I need a voucher. I was on a Molly, bitches out in Boston, funny bitch in valleys. Pussy was awesome. Rockstar like Jeff Hardy. Do tricks like Matt Hoffman. She just wanna party. She do that shit often. She gon' sell my dick until she start gagging in coffee. Am I scared? No, hardly. I deserve a heartless. My new crib is so big. This shit got an office. I was off a 30. This shit made me nauseous. My new car on Derby's. Automatic parking. Balling in my jersey. In the streets I'm charting. 12 checked me, then they took my gun. Me no tripping, cause I got a whole nother gun. If she leave me, yeah, I got a whole nother one. I put that on my son, and I ain't even got a son. Green, bitch, I never miss. She said the last I thought my dick like it's a peppermint. I get the cheese like I work for the government. I'm an alien looking for your mothership. 420, I'm in line. I'm a problem. Cousin. I fuck your bitch now, she thinking I'm a husband. I miss a bomb and she's like cause of dozen. I'm ice that you only call me nuts. 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 I'm ice that you only call me nuts.
That crescendo. Junkies at the door, they wear that Paul Wall. First things first, never be a snitch. Fuck around and go and fuck a nigga, bitch. I got glaciers on my wrist, diamonds got me sick. She don't know me, but she suck me and she swallow kiss. Real trap nigga, I can never switch. See some niggas switching sides, acting like a bitch. Playing both sides, we might take your kiss. Designer on my body, look like Sag.
I just wanna ball, I just wanna ball. Diamonds in my teeth like I'm Paul Wall. I just wanna ball like I'm John Wall. I'm a hustler, I lost everything, stood tall. I just wanna ball, I just wanna ball, I just wanna ball. I'm a ball like I'm John Wall. Ball. Hey, you know, man, my team got so many bricks, we ain't making it to the playoffs. Go hard, hard. I got gold, y'all. Gold, showroom in my crib, that bitch full of foreign cars. She rock double season, Cartier bracelets. We take rap money to fight the drug cases. I got white girl, they call it Katy Perry. Bitch, I'm AI. You talking practice, it ain't necessary. I got money in the mattress. I got Yayo in the attic. Wanna send my automatic. I'm a assault rifle fanatic. Hold up. I want head in my Saatchi slippers. I'm like a lesbian, I don't fuck with niggas. I don't dick rat, I come up with niggas. I'm John Wall with the buzzer, being a ball, I just wanna ball. Diamonds in my teeth like I'm Paul Wall. I just wanna ball like I'm John Wall. I'm a hustler, I lost everything, stood tall. I just wanna ball,
I just wanna ball. Diamonds on my teeth reflecting all the wall. In these streets, bitch, I move it all. I got junkies at the door, they want to Paul Wall.
Fuck that bitch, I ain't John Wall. I feel like LeBron. Hey, junkies jumping off the wall, they do that all the time. Competition for my fiends, they tryna win a ring. Hey, in the kitchen doing drills, they tryna make it. Hey, used to sip on MGP, now I'm the MVP. Hey, nigga, fuck my SATs, I'm trapping MPE. Hey, Gotti got me out of jail, like Big Bad join a team. Hey, put my events on some bills I got from overseas. Hey, I don't really wanna plug, call him a driver. In the music showing love, don't really want a problem. Don't do no interviews, ESP and halftime reports. No. Bitch, you gon' make the news, find out you showing up in court.
I just wanna ball, I just wanna ball. Diamonds in my teeth like I'm Paul Wall. I'm a hustler, I lost everything, stood tall.
I just wanna ball, I just wanna ball. Diamonds on my teeth reflecting all the wall. I got cocaine in these streets, bitch, I move it all. I got junkies at the door, they want that Paul Wall.
That gravity, that crescendo.
A backwood, take away the pain. These new shit, we drop shit, where you niggas at? With that weak ass deuce, deuce, I'ma grab a mat. Them hollows, red dots, hit a nigga back. If you wanna flex on the net, then I'm taking that. Bitch, I'm the shit, can't you tell? They know the whole game, cause we always causing hell. My bro up that road, he ain't even had no bill. Keep them bows in the tire, I'ma send them through the mail.
100 rounds in that chop, in that chop.
That crescendo, that gravity, that crescendo.
That is a sigh of relief because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merci, genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
What's good? It's your boy YB, and I'm here tuning in to C1 Radio. Let's get it.
Dunkin' Donuts each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
Yeah! My name is Key Master Slump God, and you are now listening to Crescendo One Radio. Le Biche!
That crescendo.
It's another Thursday. It's another episode of C1 Radio. Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself, Kyle Bowen. And yo, Hannah just walked in.
Round of applause, 2019. If you ain't got AirPods yet.
Hey, bro, I don't know.
Let's talk about that.
AirPod gang.
Let's talk about that.
Hannah, give me some of that.
I brought mine too. Hold up.
Hey, bro.
No, I did. They in the pocket over there.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, I brought mine. Yo,
What you saying? Kyle ain't even got an iPhone, bro.
Get out of here, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
Can you connect iPods to the AirPods?
He got the pen with the.
I got a pen
and a GPS. Holy!
How the AirPods though? Like, Johnny,
bro, I'm telling you, I feel like a new guy, bro. Like, I keep my AirPods in. Fam, actually, I'm not even lying. The day I got my AirPods, yeah, I must have had them in from 12 in the afternoon till 12 at night. I didn't take them out. I didn't even clock. Like,
did you feel them?
Trust me.
Did you
they just there, fam. You know, like,
but they
make noises when they go in your ears too. You need to get these, man.
Yeah, if you didn't get any for Christmas, Santa was sleeping. Yeah, man. You didn't.
You was a bad boy, fam. These are lit, fam.
Yo, those are just brainwashing tools from the government. I'm telling you, you guys are gonna have them.
It is what it is.
One day something's gonna happen.
I got the new phone too. That Face ID. Yo, that's actually, I don't know, man. It just got me thinking more and more. Siri be popping up out of nowhere. Yo, this is a microphone, man.
No, this is a mic.
You know?
You remember before?
I be having serious meetings, and the mic.
Yeah. Did you hear about that new thing you can do with AirPods? So if I leave the room and I've got my AirPods in, I can hear you guys talking.
What?
Really? Yeah, it's called. You know about it?
Whoa!
It's this thing called live audio. Like,
yeah, live audio.
That little widget there.
Holy!
That's a game changer, yo.
That's crazy.
Yo, they listen, man.
That's crazy.
CRA, you know, they about to audit my ass or some. I don't know what's going on. But
what are you really hiding, man? I ain't scared about
nothing.
I'm gonna use all the Face ID.
I'm hiding a lot, yo.
It's not even about. I'm not hiding nothing. It's just that. It's just so just blatantly
the fact that they can do it.
in my face, it's so blatantly right there.
Yeah.
Well, half the time I'm talking, Siri pops out of nowhere. I didn't hear it. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? You know? Facts.
That's why I got an Android. Speaking of the government.
Guys acting like his phone don't do this.
This guy acting like he done it by choice.
Cortana. That's what it is. The Windows.
This guy acting like,
got, like
this
two
guy,
on here.
This guy acting like he ain't got iPhone by choice.
Yo, speaking of the government, they're not letting the game come through. So the Canadian tour that he had planned for 2019 is canceled due to circumstances beyond the artist management agency and promoter's control. We regret to announce that the game's Canadian tour in 2019 is canceled due to the Canadian government delaying the artist's temporary resident permit. So yeah,
let me tell you something.
That tour's canceled.
Before you even announce the tour, you should have all of that shit settled. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Why you got that tour now? Like, you should have all of that settled, fam. Like,
honestly,
I don't know why he got. Bro, I don't know why he got a temporary resident visa too. Like, that's not what you need.
Who knows?
That's not what you need, bro. You need an artist working visa so you can tour. You don't need a temporary resident. Who knows, man? All I'm saying is, before you announce the tour, you gotta have all of that shit set up. Otherwise, you just look like a dickhead.
Yeah, you know,
that's what they made to look now, you know? Like, I heard the show was sold out in Vancouver.
Yo,
right?
I'm not gonna lie, like, I was a little ignorant, naive, and I'm such a new hip hop fan that I thought it got canceled because it didn't sell out and it's because lack of sales. But again, like, I don't I'm new to this whole hip hop thing. Yo, I gotta ask
you. Oh no, that happens.
That happens, right?
That's most like, and especially if a show gets postponed and they say due to unforeseen circumstances, it's more time because they
sell tickets.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys something, like the game. Talk about his legacy, because I don't know much about his dominance in like the mid-2000s and what he was doing, and I'm surprised that he was able to sell out Again, I'm naive to the point, but I'm surprised.
No. Do you know why he would sell it out? Yeah. Because he's never been here.
Oh, what? I didn't know that.
No, that would have been his first time in Canada. He's never been to Canada.
What?
Never. So now imagine all the fans that have never seen game live over
like
the
past. 30-year-olds,
right? Oh, bro.
They dropping off the kids to babysitting and stuff like that just to come to this.
Yeah, you got like 30-year-olds that are 40-year-olds that would come to that show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay. Now I get it. Because I heard it was sold out and I was like, that wouldn't surprise me.
That wouldn't surprise if the whole thing was sold out in every Canadian city. Like,
Yeah.
I'm guessing. And that's why he's going. He was going to other places that you don't see artists go to, like, you know, a random
Chilliwack,
place. Exactly.
Or
exactly.
Fort Nelson.
Yeah. Them places. Like, you never
Williams
see
Lake.
Artists. You never see.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm joking.
But yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's not a surprise that it's sold out. But just have your shit together before you start announcing tours and that, man. Like, man, just made everyone look like a dickhead. You got to give refunds and. Game, who knows if that will ever happen, bro?
Well, did they get the money back? Right? They do. Probably, most likely. Yeah.
If you didn't go with a janky promoter or booking agent, then you get your money back.
Yo, what song is going off when the game comes out? Like on stage, though? Like, what's the song you want to hear?
Oh, man, you'd be surprised. There'd be so many.
The one with Drake. Which one was that? Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Jay Worthy was in the video.
He's rocking the red.
And they're standing on the rooftop and shit.
What's it called? What's 100? That song called? 100? No.
Yeah, 100. Yeah. Keep it 100. I don't think people are really. I don't think that's like an anthem, like a game anthem. Like
this what's is it? How. We
that's what I was
do.
About to say, bro. How
yeah,
we do,
I know.
Fam. Me and my sister used to go back and back, and like I used to rap 50s part, she rap game part.
That's
like,
awesome. Honestly, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's got to be some of that stuff.
No,
or
Doctor's Advocate was
Hate It or Love It with 50
man.
Cent. Like
that's an emotional track.
Those tracks are
I need
hard.
Like those are the two songs I know about the game.
Yeah, those are the hits on the Billboard for sure. I'm thinking, I haven't actually listened to Doctor's Advocate in a while, but I used to listen to that.
I don't
so
really know
much.
Too much game, to be honest.
Like, wasn't that one album though a classic? One, like the first one they came out with, the documentary.
Yeah,
or whatever
yeah, but
it was
he
called?
Was right. He was that's when he was fresh with G Unit.
Yeah, fresh. Yeah.
G Unit was
the biggest thing.
G Unit was.
Did you have a G Unit shirt?
Me?
Yeah.
Bruv, I had the shirt. I had the crepe. You know they come out with the shoes.
Yeah,
the spinning thing. I had that. Yeah. I had that. I had the T-shirt. I had the hat. Like, I thought I was 50 Cent.
And now you got the AirPods, man. You had it. You've been living a good life, yo. Johnny Black.
That's what I'm saying. The last time I remember feeling this confident, like I do now with the AirPods, is back then when 50 Cent and G-Unit first dropped. Ooh. I remember seeing 50 Cent's cover to Get Rich or Die Trying. That's probably like my favorite album of all time.
Good movie too.
I remember when I seen that cover, but. I thought I was 50 Cent like that. That he just looked mad hench on it.
Yeah,
and he had the bullet holes in him. And then I remember I was too young to buy the. I was too young to
buy
the
CD alone.
Buy the CD. One of my homies was outside. I was like, "Yo, I'm trying to get this 50 Cent." He copped it for me. We went to his car and listened to it straight away. I was like, "Bro,
they had a video game too, based on."
I had the video.
Yo, the video game was
kind of
cool.
Yo,
yeah.
Bro, I actually forgot about that.
Yeah. I had the video.
It was like GTA.
Fam, one time my mum came in and all she was in the kitchen. She just hearing it's worse than GTA, fam. You're hearing this guy saying, "Yo, bitch." It's worse than GTA. She's like, "Yo, you're not playing this game." Like, I could only play the game when she went at home, bro. Bulletproof. Damn. 50 Cent. Kyle, what are we saying for music?
Shout out to G Unit.
Big story.
Shout out to G Unit.
Yeah, shout out the game, all that West Coast original bloods. Let's go. I just remember seeing the movie.
Play some music, man. This guy talking about original blood.
Yo, what's going on? YG still pulling up?
YG is pulling up. They are about to announce something tomorrow about that show. I'll just announce it here. See what it is. They're about to change the venue.
Ooh.
What do you think? Why do you think they had to
janky?
Change the venue? No, not janky.
They had to sell more tickets. No?
Nah, so they've actually decreased the venue.
Smaller. Because
it wasn't something. They tried to do it at the Forum, which is...
The P&E
Forum. Oh, that's a big venue.
But no, I think they're moving to Harbour Convention Center, which is like probably half the size.
So. Yeah, okay. Definitely.
I always find it funny when it's like, not funny, but like interesting when like artists are coming and like again on another tour and, you know, they don't move up in venue. How must that feel as an artist? You know what I'm saying? That's when you know when people are like, "Oh, you're an artist. You can't like how you can't be sad or you must be happy about
everything."
Oh,
that must feel like something.
That must
for
feel
sure.
like something, you know? Yeah. Like you see an other artist who haven't even been out as long as you go up and they're doing like bigger venues.
Canada
is weird. Canada is weird. Canada is weird. Why'd you got nothing to worry about? He's definitely in the States doing bigger venues than what he was doing last time. It's just Canada's a weird market, especially Vancouver as well. Like, Vancouver's weird. Cal, music. What are we saying?
Yo, this is a banger. We haven't played this in a long time, man.
Original Baka. Bloods. Baka. Baka.
Is it Baka? I say Baka.
Baka, Baka.
Hannah, what is it? Hannah's the most Toronto man out of all of us over here. What is it? What is it?
Baka.
Baka.
There you go.
Baka.
Baka, she said. All right, let's get this. Live Up To My Name's a banger here. C1 Radio. You ain't hearing this on the radio waves anywhere else in Vancouver. Let's get it.
This is not for fashion. This is not a playground. Ain't no fist fight, bitch. That I'm crescendo. Blasting. Niggas say they looking for me like I'm not right here, man. If I tell it tears, I'll be crying to my bed, man. Bitch, I'm trying to fuck. I've been inside for 13 years now. I've been on so many flights. It's like my record's clear now. AKA the man. AKA I never ran. Don't make me turn this red light on your head like you Roxanne. Only talk to bosses, not the second in command. Niggas bringing talks to me, you better have a plan. Cause they don't have a cure for all my pain. AKA, it's not nice and I live up to my name. Yeah, yeah, this the boy, are you insane? I drink honey when I shoot my pistol at the range. That way when I'm tipsy, I still know I got my aim. AKA, it's not nice and it's not a fucking game. The same, posted like Ibaka, got your wifey running brains. She was there with boy to keep my front door off the frame. She said I look like Usher when I'm trapping in the rain. Trap, trap, trapping in the rain. She said I look like Usher when I'm trapping in the rain. Just know I'm a shooter first and rapping's not my thing. AKA it's not nice and I live up to my hiding in the racks. I don't pay tax, 12 on my back. My driver carry around, but I never lack. Bucking up with this shit, so yeah, who's telling you that? I went to jail the day they released my name black. When I came out, Timberlake was bringing sexy back. Facts, nigga, facts. I fell in love with my strap. Name us a million, cause I want a million to stack. Yeah, yeah. Running to that, you niggas move like the cops. Don't make me pepper your block. Oh, the window while the whip's moving, that's a hell of a shot. Fuck all my ops, I'll pull you niggas on Fox. Yeah, yeah, this the boy, are you insane? I drink honey when I shoot my pistol at the range. That way when I'm tipsy, I still know I got my aim. AKA, it's not nice and I live up to my...
Just like a mouth. Hey, little fishy, fishy. I'm way too drippy, drippy. Kush think it's real unpity. Don't get these niggas pity. Baby, you keep your pity.
All she wanna do is drink, drink, drink. I got my chains on them all go clink, clink, clink. No job. Big bank, don't show no order. Think, think, think. Oh, God. Surgeon, check my ring, ring, ring. Oh, God.
Surgeon, check my ring, ring, ring. I'm on a bed like a luxury plane. Spectacular rest today. Back in the lobby, they peel off. Bush cool out, how we peel off. Blue real girl, take them heels off.
Said that Jimmy Choo, said bitch. Let's take off the shoe. I ain't asking. Then she let me pay her. Hashtag ring link on my daily magic. Sing good, make the coochie do backflips. Jeans good, yeah, she love my fabric.
Touch on the food, cut the roof. I see God. Hallelujah, my crew up. Hallelujah, shout to God. Put a new touch on the food, cut the roof. I see God. Yeah. Hallelujah, my crew.
She got her own ring at home. Say she ain't paying no $11.50. We should get lost just like me, man. These niggas looking fishy. I did it for the city. Milk the game, it's a titty. I fly, I'm 50 frisbees. I feel like Mr. Bentley.
Wanna do a drink, drink, drink. I got my chain on me.
That crescendo.
Oh Lord, my whole squad turned up. Swear to God, we 'bout to go hard. Money in the bank, money on the wrist, money in the Goyard. Money like this, bitch, you let us skip the foreplay. Bankroll got a pussy popping in the foyer. Bankroll, make a play, angle. Tell me that pussy mine, it was never mine. Bankroll, make a play, angles. Make them go tell they next niggas, never mind. I'm off that, I'm off that, I'm off that. Never, never mind, baby, you ain't gotta lie. I'm off that, I'm off that, I'm off that. Baby, come come by me like a golden cargo. Ride slow, ride slow, ride. Baby, come by me like a golden cargo. Come by me like a golden cowgirl. Come by me like a golden cowgirl.
Oh shit, bad little bitch, can't get lit. Say I'm on a hit list. Yeah, rich shit, we just came to flip, flip. Baby, know the difference. Yeah, she love bands like Zans. She love Zans like bands. Yeah, she just wanna pop that shit. Told her stop that shit. Yeah. Bankroll, make a play, angle. Tell me that pussy mine, it was never mine. Bankroll, make a play, angles. Make them go tell they next niggas, never mind. I'm off that, I'm off that, I'm off that. Never, never mind, baby, you ain't gotta lie. I'm off that, I'm off that, I'm off that. Baby, come, come by me like a golden cowgirl. Ride slow, ride slow, ride. Baby, come by me like a golden cowgirl. Come by me like a golden cowgirl. Come by me like a golden cowgirl.
Gravity. That crescendo.
Yo, what up? It's the boss, Ricky Rose, and you locked in the crescendo one.
That crescendo.
C1 Radio, every Thursday, 101.9 CITR.ca, Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself. It's the first episode of the new year. It's the first episode since Breakout. Winter Breakout.
It is.
What a time. What a time, yo. Cal, did you have a good time at Winter Breakout?
Yeah, I had a good time spectating around this time. It was good, man. I had fun being in the crowd for that one.
Hey, John, you have a good time? What'd you
not
break
in the crowd,
out?
But like just...
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I like that.
Yeah, way better. It's way better.
I enjoyed just relaxing on this one. It was great.
It's way more fun.
What did you say, Kyle?
I said, did you have a good time at Winter Breakout?
I did not.
Because you're stressed, right?
Yeah. But only at a certain point I did. But that was like near the end of the night. Like for like the last hour and 15 minutes, I had a good time. The rest of the time, nah, I didn't have a good time.
Hey, it worked out though.
Like, yeah, my belly was fucking going. I had to do a shit. I was like.
You know who killed it? We talked about it earlier. Preston, man. I was impressed. I just thought he had good stage presence. And
that was sick, man. Well, and remember when the mic cut off on him, but he held it down like a champion for that, man. That was fun.
So
funny. Engaging the crowd and stuff. I was laughing. He's like, come on now, DJ. He was so funny. After like 5 minutes, he's like, come on. But he held it down. I really like seeing that when people... Yeah.
He kept going, na-na-na-na.
Yeah, you know, like just all the classic shit. Yeah, it just goes to show much of
you know who else killed it as well? Yerms, fam.
Oh, yo, I heard about that.
I just remember, yeah. Because like doors opened at, what, let's say 6, yeah? Yeah? Doors opened at 6. And I remember I went out at like 6 and no one was on the floor. So yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Like, is it going to be one of those things mm-hmm. where like mm-hmm.
people just
show up for like Carti or Uzi or whatever. Come back out at 6:15. There's like nearly 1,000 people in there. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'm like, oh shit. Like, so like the first opener, the things about Breakout is like, you know, you go to other festivals and like the first people who are performing, there's like maybe 20 people in the crowd. Whoever performs first at Breakout, you're performing in front of minimum 1,000 people. Like, it's still going to be your biggest performance. Like, so when Yerms come out, bro, that guy had the place rocking, fam. Oh yeah, man, course, I think someone sent me video for it. It was like, I was watching like, yo, like, it was a madness. Like, all the kids from front to the back were jumping. Like, it looked crazy. So yeah, Yerms killed it.
Yeah, shout out to Yerms Sauce. Kids got a lot of energy. I did miss that part of the show, I'm not going to lie.
What time you show up?
I showed up right after. I was held up.
Like, why are you smiling? Hold up.
I was held up at the dispensary, man. I know.
Oh. Dispensary? Nah, that's a lie, bro. What do you mean?
I know, man. I missed it for the dispensary.
You was with a ting or what?
No, because I don't know how to roll joints, so it takes me a while.
Hannah, why'd you say no when I said it? I said it's Carl with a ting trip. No.
I don't hang out with tings on Friday. Nah. Come on.
Oh, true.
Come on, yo.
Nah, it was a good show, man.
It was a good time. Kelly killed it. Thought he had a lot of energy. Yo, Playboy, I didn't know he was going to get that big of a reaction.
Yo, Playboy, Carti killed it, fam.
Loud.
That was loud. So much smoke, too. Like,
mm-hmm. I was just screaming so at much people energy, like I barely like, I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, that was loud, man.
Just hopping everywhere. Yeah, man, it was a good time. Shout out to the Pacific Coliseum for hosting. Shout out to C1, Timber Events. Breakout was a good time. Winter Breakout.
Yeah, shout out Vancouver.
We're probably going to do another one. I'm assuming.
I can feel it bubbling, man.
People said we couldn't do a second one.
It's inspiring. Like, people are just coming up. Creators are coming up out of it. I'm not saying just because of Breakout, but it's just nice to see that.
It's because of the whole everything. What everyone's doing. Now there's new, like, people want to take part, fam. We get hit up by, like, 16, 17 year olds. Like, yo, I'm a graphic designer. I want to do something. Like, it's crazy. That weren't happening 2 years ago. Like, that weren't happening like 3 years ago. I was gonna say something. I don't remember seeing you for much of it.
Yeah. But I remember, I saw you once.
Yeah. But yo, I'll tell you one point I was enjoying. So I was like, Hannah was there. I was with Hannah, I was with Cass, I think Josh was there. We was in like the pit.
Yeah.
And I was just watching Uzi, just like, yo, this is really going down. Like, and running through my head was just like the next one already. Yeah. I swear, I was watching Uzi, but I couldn't see Uzi. I could just see like what was gonna happen next. Like,
yeah, man.
All I'm saying is, what we're doing next is a madness.
Madness.
It's madness. It's crazier than both of the other two combined. Like, we got a madness. We're already talking to like, as soon as like the day after like it happened, we're already talking to like, yo, we want you for the festival. Yo, we want to get on the festival. So. It's going to be a madness, man. It's going to be a madness. I got an email just now about...
Oh, well, there you go.
About an artist. Like,
save your money already, kids.
Oh, man. Trust. Save your money, fam. Save your money. Save your
straight
money.
Straight up.
I was going to ask you guys, too. Like, we might as well talk about it on air. Like, what Vancouver artists do you think we should be looking out for?
Yo, I think without a doubt, and I know we always talk about them, the next one's got to have Manila Gray on it. I know for rightful reasons, whatever, take a break, but... I would like to see them on, but true. As a younger artist, yo, I don't even know, man. Like, true. I would love to see AC again on that stage. Yo, I would love to see Yerm Sauce again on that stage. You know, right? True, true. Oh, Ankle God, no, for sure.
It's getting harder and harder.
No, it is getting harder. That's what I'm asking. There's more. But I'm more talking like newer artists, like obviously Manila Gray, like obviously AC.
Yeah, I hear you.
New artists that haven't been on it before.
Ankle God.
Soon yet.
Like, does name
Cal doesn't want to say anything.
I just want to see how people are going to move in the next 3-4 months.
Facts. That definitely matters. The first couple months. People don't understand. You got to be. I was talking to Kyle on the way here. You got to be strategic when you're like dropping music. It can't just be like, oh yeah, I'm dropping a song now and then I might drop an EP in November or something. Like, you got to know, like, yo, people are like thinking about their lineups now. If you ain't doing nothing now, like,
no, no,
don't 100%. Complain in June when you ain't on no lineup. You know what I'm saying? 100%. Like, don't complain. When you ain't on no shows, when you ain't dropping shit, like
to see Psy too. There's a lot, Psy, you know. There's
yeah.
A lot
yeah,
of artists. Psy, we'll see Psy, what happens Psy, from now Psy, till then. Psy. A lot of things could happen. Yo,
a lot of people got to drop more music.
You just said it. Like, there's new these kids producing beats. These kids doing graphic. There's gonna be an artist. You know, who knows what's gonna happen in the next couple months. Man. And that's
I see
so
one.
Fun
you guys heard of that Suf Hefner guy? You guys seen that?
No.
You seen it? He part of Press's BFR, but he's from here.
Nice.
So that's a good look. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a. He's got that camp behind him.
Yo, bring Presser back to you, right? He deserves it, man.
Bring Presser back.
No, that was cool.
Hey, I just a fan, yo.
Yeah.
This is kind of obvious, but I don't know, for me, I just thought it was neat because I know he was supposed to be on that first breakout and Tory Lanez was headlining that one and they obviously Canada Goose, that was a big one. So
that would have been crazy.
That's what I mean. I was a little bit sad that didn't happen, right? But then they had this one with Uzi and they had 420 in London. It was like funny how
that
both
worked. And
then
they got to film the video.
It was like
it was meant to happen.
Exactly. So I felt it was cool to be in the presence of that, man.
No, it was cool. And it's only going to get bigger and better, like Johnny was talking about. So once again, shout out to Breakout, Timber Events, and Crescendo One. Everyone on Crescendo One's team, you know? Shout out to Josh, always grinding.
There's
with
so many
show.
People.
Just,
there's we too go, many we're gonna
everyone,
bring
the whole team. The whole team. The whole team.
Shout out to Hannah. Round of applause for Hannah, yo. Cass, everyone, yo.
That's what I'm saying. 2019, we about to be telling the story a little more. You're going to see the inside scoop of what we're doing here on radio and even outside of radio. Man, there's so much stuff going on. We got to bring it to the streets. And when I say the streets, I really mean the internet. You know, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. Yeah. Keep your ear to the street, right? Keep your ear to the street. yeah, let's just get back into music here. Let's do this. Nab dropped a new track here. I got. It's called Casket.
When did he drop that?
I think it was just today. I don't know my sites. You know, they be dropping them uploads.
Them Nigerian websites, huh?
I'm on that new one now.
Oh, which one? It's not Nigerian?
In the Congo.
Oh,
I'm in the Congo now.
But see, yo, Cal's gonna move to Africa one day, like just for unlimited music downloads.
Africa's
like,
top DJ. Cal.
Yo, oh,
2019, oh, yo,
just shoot. Takes over the whole continent.
Shoot, but yo, for real, this is Nav Casket featuring Preem and Saif.
Bring Calabasas, sipping lean and popping, cause no, I ain't fasting. This Cooper 2019, hope that I don't crash it. These bitches know I only hit them when I'm blasted. Baby dancing on me, that's just what that cash did. I hope that I could do what Abel and what Cash did. My ops are dead, I hope they rolling in their casket. I got a sack, I roll it up until my last breath. What makes you think you better than the last bitch? I never put all my eggs inside of one basket. Walking off of my Postmates, I got my ratchet. I'm from the rest, you know we don't hesitate to clap it. Bad bitch said she want a brown boy. Shutting down your city and your town, boy. Bonding every time we come around, boy. That's why Shotty drop it to the ground. To the ground, 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 to the ground. You bring them haters round me, I'ma go berserk. Go berserk. You ask about me, they gon' say I got that work. Got that work. Sorry, I cannot be faithful, I'ma flirt. I'ma flirt. Fuck with the money, I'ma hit them where it hurt. Left the country, hit the road and got my money up. Said one day she gonna leave me, well bitch hurry up. Only call me when there's something that you need. That you need. I swear I always liked you better on your knees. Ay. I got a foreign bitch, she come from overseas. The only English that she know is daddy please. Ay. Ay.
everybody sees. I don't fear no nigga, everybody bleeds. Ay.
Radio. Let's go.
Gravity. That crescendo.
Brand new doors on a guinea. I was in the coupe eating a bowl of fettuccine. Getting my weight like kiwi. Victory lap like Nipsey. Up in the club, I'm litty. Shorty girl up, she pretty. She wanna pop that pilly. Zanny, 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 yeah. She took a flight from Philly. Working on a resume. Walking like she with me. Talking like she busy. Stalking me, she creepy. Might take a flight out to the island. I got money piling. Why the fuck you smiling? Skateboarder, I'm grinding. One day I'll be shining. Pockets filled with diamonds. I could change the climate. One day, someday. You can get familiar with the shit I'm talking of. You can do it too, LeBron, with your life familiar. Pull up in the coupe, smoking on the skunk, the potent stuff. Brand new doors on a guinea. I was in the coupe, eating a bowl of fettuccine. I'm litty, tryna grab up, she pretty. She wanna pop that billy. Zanny, 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 yeah. She took a flight from Philly. Working on a resume.
That crescendo.
Walking like she with me. Talking like she busy. Stalking me, she creepy. Probably want my money.
That crescendo.
Posted like the boy. I hustle like the boy. My niggas bring the noise. 47 shots be the noise that I'm making. They talking about my time frame like I ain't gonna make it. They talking about my SoundCloud. They gave
getting used to hating. Instead it be all on my dick, they doing tricks like it's the Matrix. I just be making a hit, I got a fit, I'm back to basics. I got a brand new bitch, she wanna tip like she a waitress. Brand new doors on a guinea. I was in the coupe, eating a bowl of fettuccine. Getting my weight like Pee-wee. Victory lap like Nipsey. Up in the club, I'm litty. Shorty girl up, she pretty. She wanna pop that pilly. Zanny, 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 yeah. She took a flight from Philly. Working on a resume. Walking like she with me. Talking like she busy. Stalking me, she creepy. Probably want my money. Zanny, 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 yeah. Working on a resume. Walking like she with me. Talking like she busy. Stalking me, she creepy.
This is SS, and you're listening to C1 Radio. Let's go!
So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited.
Yo, this is Juice WRLD, and you're listening to Crescendo One Radio.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Yo, what up? It's Baby No Money. You're tuned into C1 Radio.
Gravity. That crescendo.
We back, C1 Radio. Johnny Black, Hal Capone, and myself, Kyle Bowen, every Thursday, 101.9 CITR.ca. It's the first episode of the new year. You guys got any resolutions for the new year? You guys believe in that stuff? Making lists? Knocking
I
things
do,
off?
I do, but it don't really matter if you start on like 1st of January. I started mine on like January 6th.
Oh, you're a bit lazy, I guess. Okay, how about you, Cal?
As long as you get it done. As long as you get it done, fam.
Oh, no.
No list?
No, I like that. It was moving fast now. I got a lot of things on my plate.
Oh, 2019,
my
bad.
I'm just going to take it over, you know?
This is your year. I forgot, man.
No, we just... I mean, it just depends how you feel a little bit. It's just maybe sometimes a year you feel like, yeah, okay, let's recoup it and go. And then sometimes it just carries over December to January. It's the same old thing. You know, I don't know. Sometimes the list is more called for than other times, but not this year. Not for me. I'm feeling good.
What about Hannah? What about Hannah? Did you have a list?
To get AirPods.
She already completed that thing.
Congratulations. Trifecta over here. That's where you got the AirPods. It's you with your pen and whatever's going on over there.
The pen, yo. Hey, it is what it is, okay?
What would you use that pen for, bro?
The show.
Whoa. If this guy went on C1 Radio, that pen would be useless.
I'd have AirPods. speaking of the New Year's and resolutions, a lot of people choose to like make this time the time for them to start gymming. So I think it's good for us.
You've been going to gym?
8 of the last 9 days, Kyle Bowen on Instagram, sliding my DMs are open, ladies. 8 of the last 9 days, okay? Shit. That's all
Talk
I'm
about
saying.
It.
That's all
Talk
I'm
about
saying.
It.
And I'm sweating too, so you know.
Jeez.
Hey, okay. Okay, let's help our listeners out, okay? Like, what's your favorite gym tracks? You know?
Ooh.
Help them make their playlist.
I just gave you the playlist the other day. Huh? Did I help you?
Yeah, right here, John. What's up, man?
Anybody need a gym playlist, hit me up, bro. I got a shit on private right now, but...
I don't even need pre-workout. Huh?
It's on the C1 account. Yeah, it's just private. It's just private because I don't want everyone to have
that.
Yeah,
don't
know?
I
got a charge for this.
Do you give out free pre-workout? No.
Nah,
exactly.
Bro.
This is something else.
Hey, I got the bangers on here. Oh. That shit, where you on your last set and one of them songs comes on, bruv. Oh.
I just keep working out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You fucking shit up.
Okay, okay. So favorite gym tracks.
Cal, you got a favorite gym track?
What are you working out to?
Bro, I made that list of mine that I've been going through for a while. What's it called?
Oh,
the edition. I'm kind of. I've been sleeping on adding on that. I need to add some more stuff onto that.
Yes, you do.
But yeah, I kind of flop with them playlisting. But we busy out here, man. But I got that new edition playlist, so I got a lot of stuff.
Oh,
on
new
there.
Edition by Damn CPU. That'd be a good gym track. Pump you up.
Yeah, Dumbo, bang. If you want to listen to a Damn CP track, bang.
Bang.
In
yeah,
the gym.
Video coming out soon. Video coming out soon.
Oh, video coming out soon. You better to see. You better see a lot of Byte and Black in all these music videos coming out soon, bro. Yeah.
Best of luck with your resolution. We didn't really help you out there. We told you we had a private gym list that you're not getting. So just make your own, okay? Good luck with all
I don't
your
know. I could give Migos Fight Night.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Knock that pussy out.
I'm going
to
do some push-ups right now. Yeah.
A lot of people might think Mo Bamba by Sheck West, but it's, Wanted.
No
you got to listen to
or
Wanted.
Or Live Sheck West.
Live Sheck West nice. By Sheck West in the gym. Yeah. Bamba. Wanted. Who else?
What
else? Who else? Who else? There's a song that St. John just dropped called White Parents Are Gonna Hate This.
Oh, you put that on the list?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a gym track.
You know what's kind of fun, you guys, that Mo Bamba track is that, like, it got really big and, like, in extent got memed, kind of.
Yeah,
know,
right now it's getting the meme stage.
Yeah, like, our people are just kind of like, oh, bro, play Mo Bamba, like, all that sort of stuff. But, you know, like,
I hate when
it
people
doesn't
do
reflect
that.
His character at all, which is kind of neat.
Nah.
Because, you know, a lot of times when these songs come out, you're kind of like, oh, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just funny how the song kind of got on everyone's nerves. Not on everyone's nerves, but you know what I mean. It was becoming
It becomes that song that you skip, like.
Ain't no.
Yeah, I know. People are just memeing it for. I don't know, man.
But
they're asking themselves why they like it. You like it because it's a good track, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because obviously it was a lit song and it did well, but it's just kind of. You got some tracks that get big and you kind of like, oh my lord, why did everyone like this?
Yeah.
You know, like.
It's like Bird. What's that Bird Box movie? Like, why are we all watching Bird Box?
Have you watched Bird Box?
Yeah, why are we watching that? Why did I watch that?
I fucked with it. I watched it before the meme started happening, though. Like, and then
how did they survive? Like, when they're going down the rapids, they're blindfolded, they're kids, they never swam before.
Oh, you guys didn't like it? You didn't like it?
I was just questioning it.
Oh, Hannah, have you watched Bird Box?
That was one of the worst.
You gotta watch it. I thought I liked it, man.
No, I'm not gonna lie.
I feel like your judgment might be because of the whole meme thing, though. Like,
no, not at all, bro. I'm like an avid like movie watcher, especially like hanging with my girl and stuff. She like.
So you one of those? You one of those guys that are just critiquing it?
Yeah, every second.
I do that.
No, not every second. I'm not there. Like trying to like be
let me ask you a question though. Where did MGK go? Why couldn't they kill him off? Like, why did he just drive off and like disappear?
MGK
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, I forgot he was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he just like disappeared. I think he showed up late to the next, like, or he didn't show up to the set the next day. And they're like, yo, we gotta carry on. We got a due date. So, straight up.
I don't know what happened to him, man. I don't know.
Screw him.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yo, I saw this the other day. This kind of hit. I'm definitely going to this show. This is throwbacks for me, man. Wiz Khalifa and Currency are going on tour.
I've seen that, bro.
2009 tour.
That's crazy, man.
They're pulling up here February 9th at the Commodore. I actually haven't seen the show at the Commodore yet either. So.
Oh, really?
You never seen a show at the Commodore?
It's one of the best.
Ridiculous. So I'm really going to go experience it, y'all.
You weren't there for T.I. when Damn CP opened?
No, man. I remember I had some going on. I was making money that night. I was doing some, like, thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
the situation, man. I'd be showing up, but if the bag is calling, I got
to... Kyle always get into the bag. Man.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't care about his friends. He doesn't care about his friends. No.
What do you mean I do?
Money over friends.
Yeah.
Man. That's Cal Capone. That's what Cal taught me.
Yo, is Bone Thugs and Harmony doing a tour?
Are they?
I don't know, because I saw that beef thing they was doing a little bit ago. That was pretty funny. I know that's kind of old news.
What are you
now?
Doing at a Bone Thugs and Harmony show? Like, you just...
I don't really know. That's what I mean. It's kind of funny, man. I saw I was downloading some of these tracks here, like that new Nav track we just played. I know we haven't been crediting the tracks here, but you can always check that out later on, though. We're going to be uploading this. Kyle will give you all the info there. But they've been dropping, playlist. Like, Migos diss tracks and stuff. I just think that's just hilarious, man.
Bone Thugs?
Yeah, man.
Oh, because Migos are, like, they continue to claim
bone,
that they're,
I guess.
They're the best group ever, like, in hip-hop history.
The
like,
thing.
They're still hammering that point.
Super silly.
I love it, though.
Whatever.
Stick your chest out.
Yeah.
Let your nuts hang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How about this one? This is not a nut hang situation. I don't know if that was the right way to say it.
No, I like that. That was good. We rolling with that for now.
Yo, yeah, Quentin Miller dropped the Sicko Mode remix.
That is definitely not a Nut Hack situation, bro. You better tuck those bad boys back in, bro. You gotta tuck them
Why would he do
in,
that?
Bro. What's he doing, bro?
After all that stuff he's been saying.
Oh, my God.
Well, it better
he don't
be good.
Help himself, bro. But it better be good, yeah, better bro. Be good.
Oh, I scrolled right past it. But I don't even want to give it too much time on the show.
Oh, my God. Quentin.
It's just a donkey-ass moment.
He's so...
What's he
he's
doing,
talented.
Man?
I think he's really talented, but he's still, like, butthurt over this thing, and now he's doing Sicko
But that's
mode.
The thing I was kind of bringing up with Johnny Crazy. Earlier and stuff, too, is that... I of course, I'm not going to say any names, but just in general, you come across people who are super talented, but it's just not...
It's not it.
It sounds
it's
better, the
it.
Story being told Rest through someone else's voice or something, you know? Like,
that's a shame.
It is a shame, but you that's know, you got... But that's what they do in the studios, making hits. They produce or ghost produce.
Yo,
ghost
Kyle,
writing.
I like that. We might have to use that. The Nut Hang moment
yeah,
of the week.
I already wrote it down.
Yeah.
Nut Hang moment? This
my
guy.
This
ain't... Hey. That mother.
Yo, I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that.
I had a segment called The Education with Kyle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It might have to be
that.
It might have to be the Nut Hang moment of the week. Oh, and girls can be in it too. Let your nuts hang too. Like, oh, yeah. Let your nuts hang. That big dick energy they were rolling with the end of 2018.
BDE?
Huh? Yeah.
What's the other one? There's another one. LD or something.
I don't know. You hear Meek Mill talking about
Leaves?
Yeah.
And lace fronts?
I'm
with him on lace fronts, bro.
What?
You know what? A lace front wig. You know these girls be wearing wigs nowadays, bro.
Yeah, everyone.
Hannah, you ever wore a wig? You know girls that wear wigs?
Okay, let me ask you a question. If you're going
like a full wig.
Like.
Yeah. Okay, if you're going on a first date with a girl, do you think she has to tell you that she's wearing a weave? Is that like essential? Like, come on.
Okay, but are we talking weave or wig? Because weave is
whatever.
You're just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like just be
you're
open
just
about
saying
it.
Like they could wake up the next morning with the whole thing
and,
off.
Yo, looks don't matter. I'm not saying looks matter. I'm just saying, yo, let's just be. Like, you got to build a relationship off some honesty and stuff. You know, like you can't just that's not gonna work. You got to tell me off the jump.
I ain't gotta tell me,
but I don't want to know.
Never.
You know what I'm saying? Fam, if I never know, I never know.
Like for 30 years, you just don't know.
If I never
That'd
know,
be cool.
Just
okay.
30 years down the line, like, yo, you know I've been wearing this. Oh, I go into a closet and there's a secret wig department. Like, bro.
You'd be so scared.
There's a lot of like secrecy slash like fishing going on. That's like a term that's kind of been going on the internet. Well, they'll say like black fishing. That's one of them where... There's actually white girls who are totally.
Oh, I did see that.
Like
I did see that.
And there's also hat fishing.
Hat fishing?
I guess that's from the girl's perspective. That's when they.
I've done that before.
When like the guy or something, it was cute, and then he takes his hat off, and it's disgusting. Like bald or something. letting you down, you know? So I don't know. I think that goes along with you saying.
I'm
like,
not against
if
that.
If she got
though.
A weave, then she got to let you know, I guess.
I'll tell you a story. Funny story, okay? One night I was at the Roxy. Don't ask. Actually, I was there because the Packers lost, and I was sad as hell. And
no, that's all.
Did you go by yourself? You don't have to make excuses.
No. Seriously.
Just say yes. I was at the Roxy and carry on the story.
No, I barely go out, but I had to go out and just, you know, just I needed to get out, okay? So I went to the Roxy. I didn't do my hair or nothing, but I had a hat on.
What? Bro, just say you went to the Roxy. This guy's like, yo, I didn't do my
hair.
I don't normally go, but.
And my hair went dead, bro.
Let me tell you the story. It's funny, okay? So I was at the Roxy, and I had a hat on, and I was dancing. And this girl, like, you know, doing the typical girl thing, takes the hat off.
I hate that.
And she was tall. I literally had to jump to get my hat back.
Oh, my God.
Yo, she was so tall. And I had to jump to get my hat back. She
with
put
the,
it on.
With the song in the background, Johnny.
Yeah.
Awesome sugar on me. There we go. Johnny didn't know that track.
That was my perfect moment. That was probably playing. Okay, Cal, what do we got next?
Yo, Kendra Diaz. Shout out Kendra Diaz. She sent me that new joint of hers. Cut Corners on the remix with it. So it's a Vancouver connection here. This is Caught Up. Let's run to C1 Radio.
That gravity. That crescendo. That crescendo.
Had a lot to say about me. Didn't think I'd leave so soon, baby. I'm not gonna waste your time, cause I got enough on my daily. Why did you think that I was gonna stick around to see what's up? I realize my mistakes and I move on. Oh, give me caught up, caught up, caught up.
Post them for the hype. I just on the low. Only way that shit one time for me. He be like, we never got no time for me. Only one thing on my mind. Yeah.
That gravity, that crescendo.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, yeah, please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f*** dip***. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
It's Ankle Guard, you rocking with C1.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
What's up? It's your boy Ty Dolla $ign, Crescendo One Radio, your little bitty bitch.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
That gravity. That crescendo. Hey,
it's C1 Radio every Thursday. The show's about to come to an end. It's Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself, Kyle Bowen, 101.9 CITR.ca here at UBC. The first episode of the new year, 2019, is here, and a lot of new music is set to come out. I mean, we got 12 months of new music ahead of us. Kendrick Lamar, Post Malone, The Weeknd, Bryson Tiller, Uzi, Drake, Schoolboy, Absol, Isaiah, Offset, Future, Little Skies, and Kelly, Lil Pump. New album's coming out, supposedly. Whose music are you?
I saw he dropped the single. I didn't even look at it, though.
Oh, Lil Pump.
I don't know if I should... I don't know.
What was it, like Lamborghini Doors or something? What was the song called? Like, are you talking about Pump?
Yeah, it was exactly that. That's exactly what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel, like, how seriously I take him right now. Because I know he dropped that album, the Lil Pump album.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was 2017.
2017,
think,
like, yeah. With
and then he's been doing his thing. Obviously, he had that hit with Kanye, that was big, and some in between stuff. But it's interesting.
We'll see
how he had so much hype with all that record deal thing going on.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
the biggest unsigned artist.
Who was saying that?
Pump,
little Pump, right?
Oh yeah.
And it's like now I don't know. Now when he's dropping some weird tracks, I just don't know if it's. This is an interesting time. Interesting time. I'm curious to see what if he's dropping an album, what's coming up next, because I don't quite know how to feel about him. I don't know.
I think he has like a 5-album deal, so...
That's what I mean, but like when he had a song like this Lamborghini Doors,
I
scrolled right past it,
I think
it, man.
It's 7 or 6.
Something big.
Or 8, maybe, or something like that. I think it was something crazy, man.
What's going to be on Lil Pump's 7th
album?
Well,
at this point, man, he's tatted all over his face. Like, he's in it for longer. He's going to be a rapper,
true.
You know what I mean? So it's not even really enough. Like, drop rapper. 6 albums through the next 6 years, 7, 10
I like how rich
whatever,
album,
you know?
Yeah, whatever.
It's like, man, we get to get that.
I like how Rich the Kid's not on this list. You guys excited for Rich the Kid's
you
new
like
album?
That, how he's not. Man, you hate on this guy, man. He's not my favorite or anything, but like, it's not like everything he puts out is trash. I think he puts out more good than trash. Rich the Kid? It used to be 50-50 for me back in the day. But he
now
stepped
it's 60-40?
It up, man. I don't know.
Hey,
I'm not going to get too
whatever.
Into it with you, but... I'm going to play
hey,
a new one.
Wrong.
I found, yeah, I
prove
you
me
got
wrong.
A new one called Chickens.
Yeah.
It's hard. I'm going to play that next.
Someone got a song called Chickens?
Rich the Kid.
Rich the Kid.
Yeah, play it now.
Next?
Play.
I was going to do She Gon' Wink next, but let's do this, and then we'll go into my regular routine that we're always going to do here.
Okay.
It's only 2 minutes to track, and we only got about seven minutes left, so let's wrap it up. C1 Radio. Give them the lowdown, Kyle. Where can they find us?
Okay, C1 Radio playlist on Spotify. We have a lot of shows coming up, too. Go to crescendo1.com. Every Thursday, we do this. C1 Radio. Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself, Kyle Bound. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year. And Cal Capone, prove me wrong with this.
Let's
Rich the Kid
go,
jump.
Let's yo.
Go.
This is Chicken. It's Rich the Kid.
Content warning. This radio show has naughty words.
That crescendo. That crescendo. That crescendo. That crescendo.
Cash out.
That crescendo.
Shipping the crate, carbon fiber on the kit to stay far from these fakes.
That's why I'm so close with the money. You and your whole clique is bummy. Make it rain on your block when it's sunny. Where I came from was muddy. Sleep is nice, I was hungry. Bitch, don't trust nobody.
How can I trust anybody?
Ain't no discussion. Me and my niggas, we buzzing. Came up from nothing. Whoever thought it'd be something. Fucking up hundreds. In the club, bottles keep coming. The bitches love it. I fuck her, then pass to my cousin. Ain't no discussion. Me and my niggas, we buzzing. Came up from nothing. Whoever thought it'd be something. Fucking up hundreds. In the club, bottles keep coming. The bitches love it. I fuck her, then pass to my cousin.
Ain't no discussion, trust me. Like, them boy wanna talk down, so we got round there with a rusty. Blonde tips is rushing, it's busty. Look at them girls all troubling. Check my back end, keeps doubling. Big bros in the band all rubbling. Whip the pot, the stove tin keeps bubbling. Little bitches love it. Here to the dot, we are mutter, we fuck it. Niggas move iffy, we cock it and slug it. I'm with hell out, it ain't blessed, we don't touch it. Niggas want me, better show me the budget. Scary us niggas, you saw it and grudge it. That girl your wife, but she hit me to suck it. This ain't X Factor, I ain't gonna judge it. Nah, we keep asking where your shooters are. No more asking where the Ubers are. Nah. I eat oxtail in a supercar. Beef us, you know who the losers you are. Know. I'm KD, I'm Brady, I'm Beckham. And beef, I'm Mo Salah, we kicking the Western. Niggas saw down, I'ma teach you a lesson. It's AG and Smokey, take this as a blessing.
Ain't no discussion. Me and my niggas, we buzzing. Came up from nothing. Whoever thought it'd be something. Fucking up hundreds. In the club, bottles keep coming. The bitches love it. I fuck her, then pass to my cousin. Ain't no discussion. Me and my niggas, we buzzin', came up from nothing. Whoever thought it'd be something, fucking up hundreds. In the club, bottles keep coming, the bitches love it. I fuck her, then pass to my cousin.
Ain't no discussion.
Gravity, that crescendo, that crescendo.
Let's see here. God, oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.